So just wrapping up, were there any maybe closing questions? We have just a couple minutes left. So if there are, great. If not, it's okay. Yes.
I have read so many definitions of the church. I know it's not the magisterium, it's not a building. So could you please, and you said something that I thought came close to what I think the community of believers in Christ is. Could you define the church?
The church.
Capital C, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great question. Can I define the church? Capital C. Okay, so in a certain sense, we speak of dimensions of the church. The church is, we're going to begin talking about Trinity next couple weeks here. The church is a mystery. Okay? It is primarily a theological mystery, which means that there is always more that we can understand. There are a bunch of dimensions that we can perceive of it, but we're not going to be able to fully define it in the way that the Trinity isn't something that we can just be like, ha, explain to me how we have three in one. So the church, the name church, the Catechism says, properly comes from a Greek word, ekklesia, which means a community or a group that's been called forth. So even just in the name, we would speak of the church as the community that God has called throughout salvation history, a community that gradually expands, God's desire for all to be part of it. The church theologically is the bride of Christ, the spouse of Christ. She is the community of believers. When we talk about, there'll be a class on the church, and they'll at least go through a number of the different dimensions. Yes, great. Yeah, good question, though. I will show up, if I have that class, I will show up with a very precise definition for you. I'll craft it carefully.
Talk amongst your priest friends.
That's right. I'll turn to Twitter. Priest Twitter. Ooh, okay. Other questions? Nice. Okay. Thank you very much for your attention. You're welcome to stay for as long as you like. And if you have other points to work through, it's awesome. We'll end with a glory be. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and never shall be, world without end. Amen. Have a good evening.